This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The Guardian newspaper have stated that Tottenham squad believe that Antonio Conte is going or gone after outburst on Saturday at Southampton. Sky Sports have stated it is business as usual for now for Tottenham and Antonio Conte. The Daily Mail have stated that Antonio Conte and Daniel Levy hold crisis meeting. And former left-back Danny Rose has come out and said that Spurs will not appoint Mauricio Pochettino, as it would be them admitting they were wrong. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you are listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Let's start with a report from the Guardian newspaper. It is stating that Tottenham's players believe that Antonio Conte is going or gone, according to a dressing room source, with their only question about the manager's future concerning the timing of his departure. The report states Antonio Conte is widely expected to leave the club when his contract expires at the end of this season, although it is understood that some of the players would welcome him going immediately. There are serious doubts over whether enough of them are still behind him. Later on in the report from the Guardian newspaper, it states that the club have been linked with a whole host of new managers, including Mauricio Pochettino and Thomas Tuchel, both of whom are out of work. If Daniel Levy wants to make a change now at the business end of the season, he could find that other targets who are in work are out of reach. Sky Sports have just reported that Antonio Conte has clarified to the Tottenham board that his furious outburst was aimed purely at the players and not the owner or the chairman. In the report from Sky Sports, it then goes on to say it is business as usual at Tottenham, despite an extraordinary rant in which Antonio Conte called his players selfish after his side threw away a 2-goal lead at bottom side Southampton. Sky also state that players and staff are currently on a pre-scheduled 2 days off and will report back to the training ground on Tuesday, which would have been the case regardless of the result. There has been no public reaction from the players in response to Antonio Conte's comments as yet, with Cristian Romero and Pedro Porro the only players to have posted on social media since the outburst. A report has just been published by the Daily Mail, and they are stating that Tottenham and Antonio Conte hold crisis talks following his explosive rant after Spurs threw away 3-1 lead at Southampton, with boss insisting it was aimed at his players and not the board, as chairman Daniel Levy gauges opinion before making a decision. In this report, it says during talks on Saturday night, Antonio Conte is understood to have explained to members of the board that his comments were only aimed at the players and not the hierarchy. It is understood that Daniel Levy has accepted Antonio Conte's version of events. Also in this report, it says that Tottenham don't play again until the 3rd of April when they travel to Everton, meaning that Daniel Levy is under no immediate rush to make a decision. Players and staff have been given a few days off in usual circumstances. Antonio Conte would use the opportunity to return to Italy to see family who still live in Turin. After the recent feeble Champions League exit to AC Milan, the feeling transmitting from well-placed sources was that the club was committed to continuing with Antonio Conte until the end of the season when he is expected to leave. However, the sense on Sunday was that the situation was no longer definite. Antonio Conte will almost certainly leave the club at the end of the season when his contract expires, with no appetite from either party to trigger a 12-month extension clause. The Daily Express have just reported that some of Tottenham's first team players would welcome the immediate sacking of Antonio Conte following the Italians' explosive attack on his squad after their 3-3 draw at Southampton on Saturday. The Football Insider have just stated that the Tottenham Hotspur board are currently thinking about ending Antonio Conte's time at Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, or keeping him until the end of the season when his contract runs out, or the other option would be to put Ryan Mason in charge for the remaining 10 Premier League games. Former Tottenham Hotspur left-back Danny Rose believes that Maurizio Pochettino will not be the manager to replace Antonio Conte when the Italian boss leaves the football club. Talking about Antonio Conte, Danny Rose said after that interview, "I don't see how it is possible that he will be the manager after the international break." Danny Rose then went on to say, "I think the club has to set a stance out that a manager cannot criticise the hierarchy in public like that. I think the next manager will be an interim manager. After that, I'm not so sure. Going to get Pochettino would be admitting that they were wrong. I'm not sure the club would admit that they were wrong in sacking him. For me, I would love to go and get him back. I would say Pochettino."
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode, and I've covered a lot of this in a previous edition talking about the board, so do check that out if you haven't watched or listened to that. Now, all of these reports out at the moment are all about, will Antonio Conte last until the end of the season? Will he last until the end of his contract that expires in June? Will he be our manager for the remaining 10 Premier League games? I've said this a lot in the last 24 hours on lots of different editions. If the board feel that we are not going to get into a good European spot, and if the board feel that the players are not going to be playing for Antonio Conte, they will make that change. We have seen many times them making big decisions, sacking Pochettino after getting us to a Champions League final, sacking Jose Mourinho 6 days before a League Cup final. They didn't appoint a manager for 72 days. Then we appointed Nuno Espirito Santo. And then, of course, we appointed Antonio Conte. They make big decisions. Sometimes they're wrong. You know, in recent times, they have been wrong, in my opinion. Is it right to sack Antonio Conte? I would say I like Antonio Conte as a manager. I have not been enjoying the football all season. All season, I have never come away this season from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium or an away ground and said, wow, that was an unbelievable performance. That was absolutely fantastic. A couple of good results. Don't get me wrong. A couple of good results. But the football and the style of football and the, you know, football is about entertainment. And we have not been entertained as Spurs fans. But if the players are on board, if the players are going to play for Antonio Conte in these remaining 10 games, then keep Antonio Conte there. and then he will leave in the summer. He got us the fourth spot last season. He got us Champions League football. I know he said many times in the last couple of months it would be an absolute miracle if Spurs got into the top four this season. If the board are confident and the players want to play for Antonio Conte, then keep him there. Let him leave in the summer. Who knows? We could finish fourth. Can you imagine if we finish fourth? What an unbelievable finish that would be for Antonio Conte personally to leave the football club with two finishes, you know, fourth, getting us Champions League football both seasons. However, I think that there is a lot to say. I think there's a lot of discussion to be had with the board and Antonio Conte and the players, because as much as I agree with, you know, most of what Antonio Conte said, he dug out every single player. And as I mentioned on the previous episode, there are some players like Pedro Porro, brand new signing. What are you digging him out for? Fraser Forster in goal. What are you digging him out for? What's he done wrong? He's just been called up to the England squad. Many congratulations to him. He's had some good form. Nick Pope is, of course, out injured. So he's filled that position in the England squad. But as much as I agree with a lot of what Antonio Conte said, he dug out every single player. And I think there would be a lot of players going up to the boss and saying, what have I done wrong? Yes, granted, there are a lot of players that probably do need telling. We've seen a number of players not giving their all in a number of games, a number of key games where we've lost. And it has been a very, very frustrating couple of weeks going out of the FA Cup. What an opportunity we had to go far in that competition. And when you look at the draw again today, and then going out the Champions League as well, and then, you know, losing the points in the way that we did on Saturday against Southampton. I get Antonio Conte's frustration 110%. The new manager, whether it would be next week, whether it would be an interim, whether it would be a permanent manager next week, in 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, month's time, or even in June, or even sometime in the summer. We need to be going in the right direction. I said this before we appointed Nuno, when we were waiting there 72 days for a new manager. We need to go in the direction of winning a trophy. When you think that the board members, Daniel Levy in particular, he is always showing business associates around our stadium. They must say, what an unbelievable place. You know, they have delivered a world-class stadium, world-class training facilities. We've had some fantastic players, managers at our club. But when you walk around the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and bearing in mind, when I covered the stadium build, all I kept saying on those videos is, well, we have a museum here soon. The museum has not opened. So I've absolutely no doubt that a lot of the business clients walking around that stadium say, where are the trophies? You know, we are bantered as Spurs fans. And I know I go on a lot about trophies. I know I do. But the lack of trophies is just unbelievable. So we have got everything fantastic at the club, but we do not have a fantastic starting 11. We do not have a fantastic bench. We need to add more quality to the pitch. So many managers have said it. So many players have come out and said it. Danny Rose, you know, his comments a couple of years ago, and he got fined for making those comments. Pochettino saying that, you know, it's all right having a mansion, but you need the furniture to put in it. He's right. Whoever we appoint next as a manager, whether it be a project manager, whether it be a serial winning manager, again, they need backing 100%. Otherwise, we will go trophyless again and again and again, and we will be going round in circles. The club is making a lot of money. We want to see that money spent on the pitch. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Have a good week. I'll see you in the next one. Come on, you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.